In the holy letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6, up to letter number 1782. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, Yud Gimel, Menachem Avtov, Shin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvrocha. The Rebbe is writing to this person who's wanted to become wealthy, and things weren't, apparently, things weren't working out the way he was in his business, and he was getting depressed because he is not doing as he would like and wanted to do. So, here the Rebbe writes him like this, Shalom Uvracha. Just now, I received your letter of Erev Shabbos Kodesh of Friday, and as it appears that once again, your spirits are down, etc., why should you weaken your standing and your situation by coming up with all kinds of ideas, all kinds of thoughts which are not for the good, God forbid? You're making all the worries that you're having. I have already several times reminded you about this. It seems like you still don't get it. And as the interpretation of the Likutei Torah in Parsha Shmini B'tchilosa, it says, "Nitangirit," it hasn't touched you. I have to take one short break. I'll be right back. You should be strong in your trust that you are going to be rich. You're going to be a gevir. And the Rebbe says, it's not so, not so unreasonable that because of the disorganization that consists by you, you might be already rich. Rebbe says, you don't even know about it because you don't know what you own and what you don't own because you're disorganized. But for sure, this thing will come in the right time, in the appropriate time. But you must accept upon yourself, you'll accept upon yourself the content of the euphorism, the expressions that the Alter Rebbe that we heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that Hashem gives the Jews, he gives them physicality, and they make from the physicality spirituality. Basically, it means Hashem will give you a lot of geld, a lot of money, but you better use that money for spirituality to support tzedakah. That's my own interpretation. But the Rebbe says that Hashem gives you physicality, and you utilize that physicality for spirituality. As far as specifically about your present trip, don't take away your mind from the spiritual aspect. Apparently he was going for some business dealing or for something, but the Rebbe asked him not to forget the spiritual side of it, and that which I have asked you about visiting and making a Hasidish for bringing. The Rebbe probably instructed him to go visit somebody to make a Hasidic gathering. And the Rebbe blesses him with success. So here you say, the Rebbe basically is telling the person, you are either already rich or you're going to be rich. But just make sure that utilize your wealth for spiritual matters. And the Rebbe said, while you're traveling, this trip should also be utilized for the other things as well.